Welcome to Confessions from a Dental Lab. This show is all about bringing you into the lab, beneath the surface, so you can see things, hear things, and understand things right from the source. Learn from longtime ceramists, dentists, and lab techs, both young and old. Without further ado, let's begin.
Dr. Yasmin Amiri, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. This is Confessions from a Dental Lab, the show that takes you beneath the surface. So together, we can all get a little bit better through these episodes. My name is KJ Eichstedt. I'll be your host. And Dr. Amiri, where are you calling from today?
I am calling from Potomac, Maryland.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know we do some work with Dr. Mariner on the East Coast. I think he's in Maryland too, Snow Hill, Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. But it's always fun to hear different stories from all throughout the nation. And so we're going to talk. We're going to have a great conversation about, you know, dentistry, your journey. But one thing we've been doing lately is we've been starting off with the lightning round to help people get to know you a little better. And this is just where I'll ask you a few quick hitter questions. And all you have to do is just answer. And I ask that you keep the answers to maybe like one to three sentences max. Sound good?
All right. Will do.
Okay. So first one is, what is your favorite food?
Pasta, hands down.
What's a musical artist you've been listening to a lot this year?
I'm always a big Drake fan. Probably always will be.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen him a few times. I really like Virginia Beach, I think, was the new one he dropped that I like.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah, I've been to all his concerts wherever I've lived, so definitely top artist.
Very cool. What's the first app you open up in the morning?
Probably my messages, or sometimes even Instagram. Instagram, my messages, or email, one of those.
Okay. What's one of your favorite books you've read?
Let's see. My favorite book, probably one of my all-time favorite books, is called The Silent Patient. It's like a thriller, suspense thriller. I'm into those types of books, so that's definitely got to be my favorite.
You know what's crazy? I think I've actually – one of my friends was reading that, and they showed it to me in the apartment. Is that about the person who, like, doesn't speak and, like, does the art?
Yeah. It's – exactly. It's this lady who went through trauma, and she doesn't speak, and she's in a psych ward, and they're trying to get her – to like express herself or tell them what happened, because I think her husband passed away, or her husband was killed. But it takes a lot of twists and turns. Definitely, you don't see the end coming. So it was
okay.
Exciting book.
Yeah, no, I read the back, or I read the summary, and I was like, I might have to pick this up. what's one of your favorite shows? One of your favorite movies?
Favorite shows. I have a lot of favorite shows. I'm always a Friends fan. I can always put that on in the background. Lately, I've been watching a lot of Abbott Elementary, Grey's Anatomy. And favorite movie. I really like White Chicks. It's just such a funny movie. Or even Mean Girls. It's just classics to me.
Yeah. You know, you got me thinking, has there ever been like a dentist sitcom?
I'm trying to think too. I don't think so. You know, we get a little mention here and there, but never anything. I think, you know, following the life of a dentist would actually be really funny. It would create good TV.
Yeah, because, like, you know, Grey's Anatomy, I never really watched it, but I've talked to so many people who have, and it's gone on for, like, what, like 18 seasons or something? Like, maybe, like, 17 seasons or something crazy like that?
Yeah, it's wild. I think the only time I've seen any dental mention on that show is they were calling for a doctor on the plane, and this, pediatric dentist gets up, and they told the dentist to sit back down because they need a real doctor.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I was gonna think, like, the showrunners are like, could we get enough content out of the dental office? We'll see. Might have to take that up. What's one of the favorite classes you've ever taken? And it could be from any year.
In dental school?
Could be from growing up, could be in high school, whenever. Could be dental school.
Let me think. I took this like music management class back when I was in undergrad, which I thought was really fun. It just went through like how the music industry works from a business side, and I thought it was really fun. As far as dental classes, I really liked anything that had to do with just like cosmetics or teeth extractions, implants, things like that. It's always interesting to me.
Yeah, it sounds very intriguing. Mm-hmm. Not only the cosmetics, but also the just like the music industry one. It sounds, I mean, we could go on a tangent there, but I'll try and keep us on track. Maybe after the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, Apple Music or Spotify?
Definitely Spotify. I'm a Spotify girl.
Okay. What's the next place you want to go on vacation?
I'm actually traveling to Aruba in July, so I'm looking forward to that. Get some sun and beach, and I love the beach, so anywhere where it's warm and tropical and I can dip my toes in the water and sand, I'm happy.
Funny enough, one of our delivery drivers just got back from Aruba. He said it was phenomenal. He said it was a little pricey, but he said it was a great trip.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be my first time there. So I'm excited.
Yeah, you definitely deserve it. So how about this? If you could start or pursue any charity, what would it be?
I probably get this from my mom. I'm just really into helping, like, save animals, like rescue dogs, things like that. Every time, like, I see a dog up for adoption, I just want to adopt it. I have two dogs myself, but probably something that would have to do with just rescuing animals, dogs specifically, and finding them homes.
Sounds amazing. Do you, I know a lot of dentists actually, like, they come in all different types of schedules, but a lot of them will work like 4-day weeks. Some of them work 5, some of them work 6 days, but like, do you work like 4-day weeks? Do you have off on like Fridays, or is it kind of variable?
Yeah, I actually currently got down to a 4-day week. I started at a 6-day week, then 5 days. And now I'm 4 days. I'm off on Tuesdays. But I work Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, I was gonna ask if maybe you, like, I don't know, just ever really spend any time at like the shelter or something on the day off or anything like that.
Yeah, I'd love to. I think normally I'm just trying to run around and do some errands or things like that with my time off, especially when it's during the week, but. Yeah, definitely. I have a lot of interests, so just that's definitely a good suggestion.
So real quick bonus, and then we'll get into some dental talk. I have to ask you about the shoes, because you call yourself a sneakerhead, and it seems like you have an extensive shoe collection. What was the most recent pair you've bought? And then do you have like a favorite pair you've been rocking lately? And like, have you always loved sneakers and stuff like that?
Yeah, I have always loved sneakers. I used to just buy a lot, buy and sell a lot in high school. I kind of like stepped away from it a bit in like college and dental school. But once I was done, I kind of went back into it. My interest was re-sparked. So yeah, I've always been into sneakers. I find them fun. You can really express yourself with them. They just come in so many styles and colors and you know, all of that. Probably my most recent purchase. I'm trying to remember, what did I recently purchase? I think I got some Jordan 1s in the Carolina colors.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so that was a more recent purchase. Probably my favorites. I have a few, but just I like ones that are versatile. They kind of go with everything. I'm a big fan of dunks. I like Jordan ones, threes, fours. I'm kind of getting back into New Balances and things like that. So, yeah, all of them interest me. All the sneakers, they all have something about them that gets me intrigued.
Well, it's fascinating because dentists, their brands come in all different shapes and sizes, right? Like some dentists, they don't have a brand, but I would argue, actually, I don't even know if that's true because some of the dentists just like to keep their head down and like do amazing work. But more and more these days, you're seeing dentists like have almost like a side brand or like an element of themselves that kind of showcases it into their content, stuff like that. Yeah, and I think the dentist listening to this show, if you're interested in some pairs of sneakers, hit up Dr. Amiri. Maybe she can help you out. Yeah, we'll definitely put your info in the notes and everything. But getting to the meat, right? Getting to the dental side of things. How long have you been practicing dentistry for? And could you tell us a little bit about your dental journey?
Yeah, so it's been about 6 years. I'm going into my 6th year of dentistry. I graduated from University of Maryland in 2018. I went up to New York for a year of GPR residency at Harlem Hospital. And I loved it up there so much that in New York and the people in the area that I stayed an extra year. I did a second year of residency at Beth Israel Medical Center. And yeah, then I probably would have stayed a bit longer, but then COVID hit. So I came back home down to Maryland. I have been practicing since 2020 here in Maryland. I am a partner at my practice with my mom. She's also a dentist. It's called Advanced Dental Center. We're located in Germantown, Maryland. So, yeah, it's pretty much my dental journey.
It's so cool, because we hear all sorts of stories from dentists, and no story is the same, right? We hear like first generation dentists, but we hear a lot of like whether it was like a dad getting the son into it, like the mom getting the daughter into it, maybe the dad getting the daughter into it. Like it, there are quite a few of those stories. Did you always know you wanted to be a dentist growing up, or was it something that like your mom like really inspired you to do, or did you kind of discover that a little later? Could you talk about that for a sec?
I definitely discovered it a bit later, even though I was pretty used to growing up around it. My mom's had her own practice since 98, so I pretty much like grew up in the practice. I would go there after school, things like that. But no, originally I went to school. I wanted to do something with business. I didn't know what. So in undergrad, that was my major. I studied business, and I always thought of dentistry on the side. My mom always told me it's a really great profession. I should consider it. She never like forced it on me or anything. But so while I was in school, I still did my dental classes, pre-dental classes, just in case. But no, I came out of school. I worked for a year in finance, which I liked, but I kind of realized I myself get a little bit bored behind working behind a computer and a desk, and I kind of just wanted something a little bit more hands-on. And yeah, so then I kind of looked back into dentistry, and I realized it really. Yeah, I can be hands-on with it. I liked health and, just overall fitness, well-being. I liked working with my hands, being like artistic. So, yeah, so I think at that point I shadowed more. I dived a little bit more into dentistry to learn more about it, and I liked it. I didn't know I would love it until I went to dental school, but it's kind of panned out well that I really enjoy it. I'm glad I chose this career.
It's so cool just to like hear how everyone gets to where they are. I know our audience loves that. I know it's really enjoyable for myself, just kind of hearing all these different stories. And it's inspiring because we've had dental students on the show. We've had longtime dentists who own like 80 practices. And it's so cool just hearing like everyone's journey because no two journeys are the same. And I know we touched on this a little bit with the shoes. But you can take this in whatever direction you'd like. I love asking about like what's one X factor that separates you from other dentists? You can take this any way you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I guess you could say the shoes. I'm also pretty active on my social media. Like, I try to make videos that are funny but informative to patients or my audience, and just in a way try to make dentistry more fun and relatable. And I think in a way that has made me more transparent to my audience or my patients, which I think they like because I feel like they feel like I'm more down to earth, or they can relate more to me, which is fun. So yeah, I'd say maybe the shoes and just what I try to do with my social media presence.
You mentioned like fun and also transparent and relatable. To me, as someone who does social media and like branding and creative work myself, it just kind of what I'm hearing right there is just being yourself and like almost not taking things too seriously. Like, do you have any maybe you're not taking too much time in this, but do you have maybe any general tips for dentists out there who, because you've got a really good looking profile in terms of like, engagement, the follower base, like the way you've got it set up and everything. Do you have any maybe like a one maybe nugget you could share with the audience?
Yeah, just I'm myself on there. I like to pick up on trends and kind of make them more dental related, or just first you gotta like see what your audience likes. But most of the time, if you are just yourself on there, you'll gravitate. You'll attract the right people or the right audience, and just being you yourself, being engaging on social media. I try to engage with other people, other accounts, like my own patients, other dentists, dental students, people who are not even in dentistry. So, I think you can't always just expect if you're looking for social media growth or optimization and things like that, you can't always expect everyone to like or comment or things for yourself if you're not doing it for others as well. So kind of don't be shy with sharing the knowledge, sharing the wealth.
So true. Behind every profile is a person. So that I think that's really helpful. You touched on this a little bit in terms of like your patients. What's one thing your patients have taught about? What's one thing your patients have taught you over the years?
They have been patient with me as well. It's not easy being in the dental chair. Like, I understand that. So they've taught me a lot about just how to remain calm, how to even if I'm not having a good day, like you put on they help cheer you up and things like that. And just being they allow me to be myself. They put me in a good position to give them the services that they need. So mainly they've taught me like patience, how to be calm, and how to make every day a good day, no matter how difficult it could be.
That's good. Kind of like a little bit of give and take there, and just being there for each other, being understanding. Yeah. How important is it to work with a good dental lab, and why is that so important for dentists?
Oh, it's so important. You know, your dental lab is, you know, they help take your vision and the patient's vision and make it a reality. So really just being able to give the patient the type of smile they want, or just the proper type of prosthesis or restoration, anything like that, where not only does it look good, but it can function good, it's long lasting. Really, labs make dentist's life a lot easier. You know, if you have a great lab, you know, there's less adjusting for you, there's less back and forth for you. So really, a great dental lab really helps make a dentist's office, and just helps provide, you know, the top results that you want for your patients.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. excuse me. Bonus question for you. What do you think the future of dentistry looks like 10 years from now?
You know, it's definitely getting more digitalized, and I think even like robotics are starting to come in a bit more. I know dentistry is always, like they say it's like 10 years behind medicine, but I really have been starting to see a lot more like robots, like starting to place implants or starting to do cavities or fillings and things like that. So, I mean, I don't know if they'll ever replace a human, but I think maybe some more standard procedures, we might be seeing some more robotics or even just more digitalization.
Wow, that is so fascinating. You're making me think of like, I know there's those like Da Vinci systems for the medicine side of things, just for one example. Do you by chance know, I guess like what companies are leading the way in that, or just like kind of like starting to do that? Cause you're right. It's probably only a matter of time. And that's something that I have to admit we haven't really touched on in this show yet. It's just like we've touched on a lot of digital, you know, becoming more and more part of the future of dentistry, but we haven't talked as much about robotics. And I'd love to just I don't know. Have you heard of what kind of stuff are you seeing out there? Like you mentioned the implants, but like is that somewhere like Straumann's doing it, or is it like a different company in general? Like I know Invisalign and like Align Technology is one of the leaders in the field, but I'm just curious if you're seeing like any companies out there doing like some really cool stuff with like the robotic side of things.
The only company I can think of, which I've seen some ads from their end, it's I believe it's called Yomi. It starts with a Y, but I've just seen they've had some. Like they're starting to do some robotics with like implant placement with robotics. I'm not exactly sure like which type of implants they're placing with the robotics, or if they have their own brand of implants, but I've definitely been seeing a lot more like advertisements on their end where they want to kind of just give you a demo of how their robotics are working. I think it's still like someone operates the robot, so it's not like self-sufficient, but definitely I've seen some videos on it where they show you how you like the robot is placing the implants, which has been kind of cool.
I mean, that is fascinating. I was just thinking about how it would work, and you kind of said that the human is operating a little bit, which makes sense, because I just reflecting on my own personal self, I think I would still want like a person to do it, you know, and like maybe fast forward 30 years, people are gonna be like, what are you talking about? People used to do this?
Yeah, you're not alone. I feel like most people I've discussed it with, they still feel more comfortable if someone's there. And I think, you know, in dentistry, I think you still need a lot of that human interaction aspect, especially like a lot of times, like I feel as a dentist, like we're kind of like therapists, like you're trying to calm people down, like their nerves, things like that. And I think that's a little bit harder to do like with a robot. So.
Big robot enters the room.
Big robot.
Just like pull the tablecloth off the robot.
Exactly.
That is going to be something to keep an eye on. What about this? Any advice you give the dentists out there just to maximize success in 2024 and beyond? And then furthermore, do you have any goals for the future you'd want to share?
Yeah, just for just maximizing success. I think it's just important to do right by patients, make sure you're listening to them. Patients can make or break your office, and it's just a matter of how you treat them. Patients want to be heard and treated as a person, not just like a dollar sign. So just listen and make sure you're doing right by your patients. You want to make sure you sleep with you're able to put your head down with a good conscience at night. What was the second part of the question?
Just like if you have any goals you want to almost like put out in the universe, any goals for the future?
I hope, I'm hoping to get more into, for myself, just like implants in the future. Hopefully I'm partner now at my practice, but hopefully whenever mom decides to retire, maybe buying in fully, and maybe a second practice down the line. So we'll see.
Super special. I know that the implant world is just growing and growing. At least that's what we're seeing over on this side. Dr. Amiri, it's been a great episode. Do you have any final thoughts?
No, thank you for inviting me. I was really happy to be on here with you. This was definitely very enjoyable. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to thank Dr. Amiri for coming on the show. My name is KJ Eichsted. This has been another amazing episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab. If you're listening right now, we encourage you just to text this show to one other person, whether they're in the dental industry, whether it's just someone who might be interested in it. It takes 2 seconds, and that's just an easy way to help us all grow and get a little bit better. So just want to thank Dr. Amiri one last time for coming on. My name is KJ Eichsted. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab. If you'd like to contact the show, simply send us an email at dentallabpodcast@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with us at life@newartdental on Instagram. Thank you for listening once again. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Make sure to subscribe and tell a friend. And until next time, we're out.